Isaiah 25, 1 through 12. Devotional focus verse. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Isaiah 25, 4. The other day, I took my umbrella with me when I went out for my walk. It was raining and windy, and if you have ever used an umbrella in such circumstances, you know that wind and umbrellas don't mix very well. It is a challenge just to keep it above you. Sure enough, along came a gust of wind and popped that thing inside out. I tried and tried to pop it back the way it should be, and then I thought, maybe if I wait until the next gust of wind comes along and I aim it into the wind, it will pop it back for me. That is exactly what happened. I waited until the wind came and it blew the umbrella right back into the shape it was supposed to have. Storms come into all our lives, no matter what our age. Young people in our school system endure being surrounded by drugs, foul language, guns, and immoral behavior. Middle-aged people may face issues at work, projects that are difficult, people who are abrasive, and possibly a family to support. Older people face still other problems. Loneliness can be a huge issue, while transportation, financial concerns, and need for medical care are other potential difficulties or storms. However, all of these difficulties put together are not too much for the master of the storm. Have you ever had a day when the umbrella of your life was blown inside out? If you hang on and turn to the help that is available in God, the storms you face today can become your strength to face the one that will blow in tomorrow or next week. Sometimes it is good to keep a list of your answered prayers and refer to it whenever you are wondering, how will I get through this one? Cling to the Lord, our help in time of storm. Background information. Chapter 25 is a song of praise by the redeemed of the Lord. Their song is lifted up to the Lord, whose intervention on their behalf causes their hearts to overflow with thankfulness. The cities of the enemies of Israel shall be reduced to ruin, never to be rebuilt. Those who previously oppressed God's people will acknowledge His might and pay Him homage. He alone will be a refuge from the storm and a shadow from the heat. Verse 6 is a prophecy of the messianic banquet celebrating the overthrow of evil and the age when the Messiah will reign over all nations. The banquet described is a time of spiritual blessing and peace. Death will be swallowed up forever. Israel will enter into her glory, and all the nations of the earth will come to Mount Zion to worship God. All people, in verse 6, shows the intention that God's saving message should go out to the entire world and not just to the Jews. In verse 10, Moab becomes a symbol of all those who have opposed God and are rebellious to the very end. Isaiah is quite graphic in his symbolism, referring to the Moabites as straw that has been so trampled into the manure that the only way out of the quagmire is by swimming through it. This image is repulsive, to be sure, but the imagery was strong to depict the outcome of men and women who reject God. Conclusion. Maybe you are facing a spiritual storm today. Remember that God has promised to take you through if you keep hold of Him and His promises.